5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go! All right, guys, this is Freeman from ZombieCast and Knuckleball Radio. You're listening to the most awkward thing on earth, the Hardly Awkward Podcast. I love you, brother.
Hey, it's Matt Bradford with Video Game Outsiders and ZombieCast, and you're about to get horribly awkward with this Sean guy. And believe me, it gets awkward.
Yo, yo, this is Yogi from Horseplay Live. You're listening to Sean Imes. Horribly awkward. I farted. I think I may have pooted myself. Is that awkward? Yeah, horribly awkward. Tune in. Don't turn it off. Don't turn it off. Okay, bye.
This is Mike from XD Experience, and this is Horribly Awkward.
Dude. I can't stand, I just can't, this podcasting thing is taking over my mind mentally, and I'm getting frustrated. Do you know what I'm talking about, man?
What are you talking about, man? I would love to be doing this right now.
It's so much work, dude. I gotta run all these programs to get everything running. I gotta monitor this, I gotta monitor that. When I do Horrible Gamers, I gotta watch the chat. Like, my brain is fucking so small, man. I can't handle all this pressure.
Oh, man, I wish I even had this pressure. I enjoy it, man. I like being out on the air.
Well, you should just start a podcast, dude. It's I would say it's simple, but it's not.
Well, you know? Well, maybe I should just do this podcast.
Do Horribly Awkward?
Yeah.
Yeah, dude, I mean, that's a great idea. I mean, you're a stand-up guy and all that. I mean, I like you, dude. Ryan, you're a cool dude, but this is my baby. I mean, I can't just let somebody else do it. You know what I mean?
I get you, but I think I could pull it off. I think I could do it, man.
I don't think you get me. I honestly don't. You're just saying that because you want to do my show.
Well, hey, man. Hey, here. Take this. Here.
Okay. Whoa, that's heavy. What is it?
It's a gift for you.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll just put that in my pocket.
Yeah, put it in your pocket.
So I can throw it away later. Okay. Well, dude, I have a headache. Oh, my God, I feel weird. This is strange.
Well, what are we doing?
What? Who are you? Hello?
Hey.
What's going on?
Are we going to do this show?
What show?
I called you here to do a show with me.
You want me on your show?
Yeah, I want you to come on my show.
Okay. Okay. This is kind of awkward. Horribly awkward.
Yeah, it is like a little bit awkward. It's supposed to be.
Like your show. I've heard your show. How do you start off? You usually go, you say something like, "Ayo, Normie, give me a horribly awkward."
Horribly awkward.
That's horrible.
I can't even control myself. Oh, horribly awkward.
This is so awkward.
This is
so awkward.
This is horribly awkward. No one off.
Horribly awkward.
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 Sean, dude, you're horribly awkward.
Sean, I know you think this is weird, but it's not as weird as you think it is, dude.
Don't think that it's awkward.
Hello and welcome to the 23rd episode of Horribly Awkward. I'm your host, Ryan. As always, another podcast, another amazing guest. He began his journey in podcasting with the Horrible Gamers podcast, as well as appearing on a new show, The Social Dozen, a clusterfuck of 13 hosts. Three are randomly selected and bring their own topic of interest to the show. You may also know him from this very show. Sean, they call me Imes Fuller.
Hey,
Sean, thanks. How you doing?
Dude,
you
thanks doing? For inviting me, man. I've never been on this show before.
Never, eh?
Nah, never, eh? Never. That's what's that all about?
Anyways, all right. Oh, no.
No, what happened? What do you mean, oh, no?
I don't think I could do this, man.
What? Do what? This is a great show, dude. I'm with you, man. This is a great show. Just, yeah, it was fucking awesome.
Oh, no, man, I lost it.
The drugs are kicking in. Dun, dun,
dun, dun, dun, it's the shots. Dun, 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 it's dun, the shots.
Dun, 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 dun. This is a fantastic idea, man. I like the idea you do one-on-ones because when I listen to you every week, it's like you got a different guest on. It's different. It's like it's cool because it's just one-on-ones. There's not a lot of overlap in conversation, you know, crosstalk and all that. You can kind of you can just follow the vibe, man. I'm into it. I'm into it, dude. I'm so stoned right now, Ryan.
Why are you so stoned, man? Why would you get stoned before the show?
I secondhand sky pie, dude.
Oh, wow. I'm sorry, man. Did I pass that on to you?
I don't know, dude. Something happened. This is
That's
great.
That's crazy.
Though. This is great because I never felt this.
Never?
Yeah, never. I have a question for you.
What's your question?
What got you into this whole podcasting thing? I'm curious because... I'm curious. Okay, a couple minutes ago, it's like you didn't have your camera on. You and your girlfriend were doing it. I can hear the noises and shit. Which was kind of awkward, kind of cool for a guy like me. It gives me something to put in my spank bank for later. But, I mean, like what got you into it? What makes you want to talk on mic? And what makes you think anybody wants to hear from you? Like, seriously, who wants to... This is trippy. I don't even know. I don't even feel myself right now, but I'm gonna roll with it. I'm just like, somehow I just woke up and we were on Skype. So I'm like, okay. Yeah.
Well, you see, I like talking to people, you know what I mean? And having a good time, having good conversation, joking around, you know what I mean? It's a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun doing the podcasting thing.
It is. You can meet new people. You can meet old people. You can meet old people in new ways. Fantastic.
Yeah.
That's why I like listening to podcasts, because I'm at work. Dude, I work a job, and I listen to podcasts. Like, I hear you every week. Like, 23 episodes. Congratulations. That's fantastic. But, yeah, I've liked all your guests. Last week, man, you had some cool guests last week from that Crawl or Die.
Crawl or Die, yeah.
Crawl or Die, that was pretty cool. I mean, you done shows at Wingman. You did shows with Brink. I think it's Brink or Daniel from the Horrible...
Jesus!
You did a show with from the... Okay.
Horrible Gamers podcast, yeah, man.
Horrible Gamers.
I mean, you
gamers.
Heard it, right?
Yeah, with the Z. Why the Z?
Well, why not?
Okay, that's the best answer I've heard. That is definitely a great answer.
Because you know what I'm saying?
Snorfest?
No, that's not what I was saying, but, I mean... I guess you could take it that way. I mean, I would personally say that the show was a lot of fun, right? Like, you do listen to it, right?
Yeah, the show is pretty good. I give it like a 7 out of 10.
A 7, yeah.
On a good week. Normally it's like, I say averages 5 out of 10. You know, it's average.
Did you listen live to the show last night?
I did. I was on All Games. Congratulations again for getting Horrible Gamers with a Z on All Games. AllGames.com. You know, that's fantastic. There's a lot of good shows on there. I've noticed, like, I was looking on their website. I'm going to go to the website right now because I can't remember. I've never heard any of these shows, but I hear they're fantastic. All Games. What is it? AllGames.com? Like, All Games?
All Games.
Okay, there's a podcast section. Yeah, okay, so it's like there's Anything Cast, Game On Girl, Gamer Girls Radio, Dead Pixel Live. Actually, Derek H, man, I know he does that show. Cat and Fox, Woman Up, Hanging with Chester, The B Team. Oh, I've heard of those guys. Knuckleballer Radio. I think it's like Sean Freeman.
Freeman, I believe. Man. Yeah.
Freeman.
Something
Freeman.
That.
Like Freeman. Okay.
Yeah. Like he's a free man. Yeah. They're all great shows, man.
Yeah, I definitely have heard of this one, though. It's Zombie Cast, and they talk about The Walking Dead, which is the only good show out there. And then Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Cast, like a podcast all about one show?
All about
Agents
one
of S.H.I.E.L.D.
show, yeah.
Yeah,
I mean,
I guess
if you're that interested in a show, you know.
Watch it. Watch it four times instead
Check
of
it
like.
Out.
Talking about it. Okay, great. Let's see what else they got. And then the very bottom is Horrible Gamers with a Z. It's so whack with the Z, they put it on the bottom.
I'm sure it'll rise to the top eventually.
Oh, it'll rise like the Tomb Raider?
Yeah.
It always
sure.
rises. Yeah, good luck to that. I mean, I don't think so. Let's be honest. Let's be honest. Well, are you stunned for words? You bring me on
yeah,
here.
Yeah, man. I don't know.
You'd rather just smoke
your
dope?
You're creeping me out a little bit.
I'm a very creepy
Everything,
guy,
Everything's
man.
Really awkward right now.
It's the disproportioned head. I got like my left eye and right eye don't meet like on the same level. Like one's a little higher than the other. And
it's just weird.
my teeth are crooked. That sucks, dude. That really sucks because I looked up to you, man. I think I looked up to you. This is so confusing. I'm not even sure if I looked up to you, but I have something inside of me. It could. What is this in my pocket? I don't know. Whatever it is.
Why don't you take that out? Why don't you take that out of your pocket?
No. I'll keep it in there for a while. But whatever.
For a little bit. All right.
Whatever. This is weird. It's not a banana, I swear.
It's not.
Yeah, dude. I don't know. What did you want to talk about?
What did I want to talk about? What do you want to talk about?
You bring
You're
me here.
You're my guest.
Okay. Well, okay. Well, I'd like to talk about life. Like, what is the meaning of life? I'm not sure at this point. I'm not even sure what day it is. You know what? Here's something I did do. I do remember this very clearly. I just saw the movie The Witch.
Oh, did you? I've heard about this movie. Tell me a little bit about it.
Well, down here in the Americas, we have this movie called The Witch. Actually, the movie is actually based in like 1600, 1620, I believe, England. And, dude, the movie was really good, man. It was, it felt like it was filmed in the 1600s.
Yeah.
It did. The acting was great. The dialect was really hard, kind of hard to follow because it was all old school. Like, you know, like, thy haveth the brock in thy pocket. Yeah. Thy witch in the woods.
The 1600s dialect.
It was spot on, man. The movie was really fantastic. And it was like old school aspect, like 4:3. So it was like, you know, the sides were blacked out. It was like a square instead of widescreen.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Really strange. Really good. It's not a horror movie. Like, this is a horror category.
Is it like shaky cam, like Blair Witch style? Or is it just like old school
looking? It's film. It's actually filmed pretty clear. It's in HD. Something about the color palette and the way. I mean, it's really, really. It was really good in a strange way that not everyone's gonna understand. A lot of people I could see would even walk out halfway through because it's really slow. It's very realistic. If there was really witches, this would be the story. This is the folk tale. This is the England folk tale from the 1600s. Not a horror movie. It's not exciting. It's pretty good. Had a really cool ending. Witches are fucking sexy in a creepy way. Oh, man.
I hear you.
I want to fly around on their broomstick.
You want to fly around on that broomstick, eh?
Yeah.
Tell me something, Imes.
Okay.
Do you like theme parks?
I love theme parks. It just there's none around here. Like when I grew up in the Bay Area, I grew up around Great America. We were able to go within 2 miles. We could be there in 10 minutes, 15 minutes.
Yeah.
Now I don't live anywhere near because I live in Fresno, but I love theme parks. But what you got?
I live near a place called Canada's Wonderland. I don't know. If you look it up, it's got some pretty good coasters, and it's a good time when you go.
Is there witches there?
There is witches there in October when they do the, like, they make these mazes and they send people through to scare the shit out of you and you have to get it through the maze and stuff like that.
Okay.
It's pretty cool, but yeah, really good roller coasters, man. I love that place. I always go every summer, try to make it out there. Never heard of it before, eh?
Nah, what's your point? Because I was talking about the witch and you just, like, started talking about roller coasters.
What? I thought you were done with the witch.
I am done.
I was just moving on.
Oh, okay. You moved on prematurely, man. Are you one of those premature guys? Okay. All I want to say about The Witch is go see it. I can't say you won't be disappointed or you will be disappointed. It really depends. You have to be in the mood for that. But go see it, and then let's talk about some roller coasters. Okay. So on these
Is it playing worldwide?
It is. Actually, you know
just
what?
Just in the Americas, and I didn't know if you meant like it was just playing.
No. Okay, it was in a film festival recently. I'm not sure which one, but this is their first film.
Like Sundance or something like that?
It may have been Sundance. I'm not sure, but it was like their first film, and it was so good they went wide release, which is cool.
Yeah, that's cool.
Okay, back to the stupid roller coasters.
No, we don't have to go back to it. I mean, there's not much else to say. If you haven't been to any recently, no?
But I have memories, man.
All right. Let's talk. Let's chit chat. What's your favorite coaster,
dude? I like the coasters mainly the ones that like you know your legs are just not You know the ones that you legs dangle and you feel
dangling
like flying?
From?
Yeah, I've been trying those cool ones where you feel like you're actually flying. But we had the Top Gun roller coaster in at Great America theme park, and it was like, you know, you sitting in the seats, but your legs dangle.
They have that. They had that. It was Top Gun at one point at Canada's Wonderland. Now it's something else. But they have a Top Gun where you're hanging down. You're sitting in a little chair like a captain's chair, and your legs are hanging down. Yeah.
That's cool. And over here, they had the thing where this guy jumped over the – his hat fell off, so he jumped over the fence to get his hat. I mean, it's so fucked up. Like, don't jump over the fucking fence. Just have somebody go get it. So he jumped over the fence to go get his hat, and a lady broke both of her legs over this guy. The guy died. The lady broke both of her legs.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Like, bad
timing. What, he went to get his hat, and – as he was running through, the lady hit her with the legs going by.
Yeah, broke her legs. The guy died. Like, can you imagine? Like, can you imagine being on a roller coaster and all of a sudden you're like, bah, my fucking legs! Like, seriously, and you know you have to live with you killed somebody? I mean, there's nothing you could have done in that situation, but your legs are broken and you killed somebody.
that's insane. What are the chances, though? You know what I mean? That's the way I look at it.
Yeah, there was another situation, not that one. There's a thing called Drop Zone. It's after the movie. Everything was based on Paramount and shit. But like,
yeah, that's Canada's Wonderland was Paramount. They had Drop Zone as well.
Oh, maybe they are.
Yeah.
Oh, maybe
same thing. It just goes up and then
boom,
it just lets you go drop down. Yeah.
Did they have the ride, like old school ride called The Edge?
No.
It was like, it was the same thing, but you sat in a
thing. Was it a wooden coaster?
No, you would drop straight down like you would on that one, but then at the end it would slope down, like onto your back.
Never had that. No,
that was cool because you put the pennies on your knee and you just watch it float, and you're like, oh shit, there's a penny floating, and then you grab it. And you tried to, but
yeah,
there was a
better.
Kid. Yeah, there was a kid, but this one was in a cage. So if like when all the pennies dropped and shit, it went just like. There was no one around. It was like in Drop Zone, the pennies would just fall on the ground, man. It could hit somebody. But there was a kid who actually weaseled his way out at the very top, and he fell to his death.
Mm. Man, see, like there hasn't been that many accidents up here.
No, because you guys are in Canada. It's like everyone's polite and nice, and you guys follow rules. In America, it's like here's what we can't do. Let's try to do that.
Yeah.
Everyone flips off the cameras when you've been on a roller coaster twice.
Oh,
you know where the cameras are.
That happens
okay.
here too. That happens here too.
Okay, but it's everybody. Even the grandmas are like, "Fuck you."
That's pretty funny. I don't think that it's that bad up here, but yeah, you know the teenage kids and shit. They're going by the coaster like ah. So you know
what
anyone
are they doing
that.
What do they do in that situation? What do they do that year? Because what they used to do is they put the Polaroids out or whatever, and they'd take
I don't know
if they had a knife, but they'd scratch out the hands.
Really?
Yeah.
I've never seen that before. I've never seen what they've done if someone wanted to buy the picture, actually. But
well, yeah, I mean, they probably saw you the picture with the finger, but like, because when you walk up and you look at it, everyone's looking at those pictures, and they just don't want a bunch of middle fingers and
they
shit.
Blur it out. Yeah.
They actually scratched it out with like a knife. It's interesting.
That's funny.
Yeah, so what is up with you, man? What is really up with you? I want to hear some life stories, man. You got a girlfriend? You guys were just banging like off camera. It was kind of neat.
We weren't banging.
I heard the sound.
We were having a little smoochy smooch. We were having a little smooch. She just got home from work. Okay.
I'm going up. Everybody wants to bang when they just got off work.
So what do you want to know?
I want to know it all, man. I want to know it all. So, okay, you're a gamer. You game a lot, right?
Yeah. Yep.
I actually heard you on the last Horrible Gamers at the end because you sometimes you get to play games early. It's just kind of neat. I heard your little preview at the end. It was pretty cool. Far Cry something. Primal.
Far Cry Primal.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. I got a copy early, and I've been playing it this weekend. It's been a caveman kind of weekend for me, if you know what I mean. I'm enjoying that game, man. It's a lot of fun.
Wait, what does that mean? Like, me, Ryan, me want sex. Me off camera, drag you by your hair.
No, they don't speak English. they have like this weird dialect. And it's actually
I heard about
weird.
That. Little do you know, they used to put curses and spells on the rocks and shit, and you can pass it on to somebody, and they, you can give them like a rock, right? They can put the spell on this rock. A lot of people don't know this about cavemen, and then you give it to them, and they put it in their satchel, they put it in their pocket, they put it in their pelts, whatever, and you can control their mind for almost like a full like 5-6 hours.
If they read the rock.
If they read the rock, all they have to do is hold it. They don't even have to read it. They just got to hold it in their possession as long, and they can hold up to like 5 or 6 hours. It's crazy, man. Yeah, I don't know if that shit's real, but I heard it might be.
It could be real. It could be real, man. It very much could be.
So I'm noticing some nerd shit behind you. Look like you're a big fan of the Borderlands.
Yeah, man. I love Borderlands.
And you got comics on the other side. I see some X-Men, maybe some Joker. I can't really see. It's kind of cut off a little
behind
bit.
Behind me, I got... Ooh, those are all the 3D DC covers. It's Harley Quinn, Justice League Unite, Penguin, Two-Face, Riddler, Poison Ivy, Joker, Harley Quinn. All Borderlands stuff over there. I got Archie stuff over here. Archie Afterlife stuff.
What's on your... is that a bed right there?
No, there's a couch. But
there's a couch? Is there a map on it? What is that on top of there? Let me move my picture.
Yeah, that's my Skyrim map. I tried to put it up, it keeps falling down, so I wanted to get a frame for it, but...
This guy is fucking nerdy. Now I see why you like Borderlands so much. All this stuff is like comic book related, and then Borderlands was like the first sort of comic book art style related thing, man. Yeah. I get it now.
Well, all this stuff around the outside is all Borderlands comic books.
Like, awesome.
Those are all the Borderlands comic books. There's an actual comic for it, right?
That's awesome. I mean, I noticed you got the Justin Bieber shirt on. That's pretty cool.
Justin Bieber.
Yeah. That's pretty cool.
It's actually Fallout.
This guy's a nerd. Wow.
I am a gamer, man. All my Funko Pops are up here, too.
Funko Pops are cool.
I collect those. Yeah, I saw you've been collecting them. Are you getting hooked?
I only got that many. So as you can see, I got 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 14. Let's see. The picture is fucking... you got a lot. I got the High Elf. I can see that High Elf up there. I got the little sister. I got the Booker. I don't have that Skyrim one. I kind of want that, though. The dude with the helmet. The Big Daddy, Songbird. Oh, yeah, dude. I like Pop.
It's all gaming stuff. I don't really... I used to collect Walking Dead and Game of Thrones and, like, movie stuff. I had Scarface. I had a whole bunch of them, and I ran into some rough times, and I had to sell them all, and I made a little money on them, and... Then I started again, and I said to myself, no, just gaming this time, because that's what I like, you know what I mean? That.
I get the gift. I got the Twisty the Clown from American Horror Story. He looks so fucking cool, dude.
I know. Some of them are really cool looking, but I try to just stay away from that stuff. Just focus on the gaming stuff.
So I got a Daenerys Targaryen. How the fuck do you say her name? Is that right? It sounds pretty close, right?
Yeah, I think that's right, yeah.
I got that one because it was super cheap. It was like $6 on Amazon. And I got the teddy bear girl from Walking Dead. She looks kind of neat.
Are you sticking to your law of just buying women or no? I see you got Joker and Batman.
I like the little girl characters. They look a lot cooler than most of the guy ones. I'm trying not to get swept away in my habits. Here's a little story about me. I get swept away, and when I like something, it becomes an addiction very quick. I get swept away. I didn't want to collect pops.
I know that
pops.
Feeling.
I didn't want to collect pops because I knew if I started, look, here you go, shot. He's like, I'll take a shot with you. And he's like, half the bottle. Okay, so I was like, I don't want to get started because if I do, I'm going to get carried away. And it becomes a mental thing. It comes actually a headache to me because I'll be on whatever Amazon. I'll be on all these sites looking for deals, looking for more to collect, looking for, you know, it sweeps away no matter what it is.
I hear you, man. It's the same way for me.
So
I try to stay away from buying things online. I want to just buy in a retail store. I'll walk into a store. If I find what I want in the store, I'll buy it. But I don't go online searching for stuff anymore, man. Especially right now because everyone is selling in the U.S. and the Canadian dollar is in the toilet right now. So trying to buy off someone in the U.S. is just – it's killer. Like we're 64 cents to your dollar.
Really?
Something like that, yeah.
So it's like okay. You got all these like things, like, you know, I was like, I don't want to collect these, right? So my roommate, he thought he'd be a nice guy, which is very nice. It's also very fucked up because he knows, I was like, I don't want to collect Pops. I know I want them so bad. I don't want to collect them because they look so, they're cute. They're fucking badass. They look cool. They're of all my favorite things, and these little toys and these little perfectly square boxes that look so nice when you stack them one on top of the other. And he bought me a Elizabeth one and a Songbird one from BioShock. My favorite game ever, BioShock Infinite.
Yeah, so man.
I was like, oh, okay. I was like, are you serious? These are for me? I'm like, this is awesome, but fuck you at the same time. Damn it. So I was like, let's go to GameStop. There we go, man. The hook is in me. Let's go to GameStop. Let's find a Booker. Let's find everything.
Yeah, you got to finish the collection.
There's a couple more I want. And then I was like, oh, wait, look at this. There's some cool Batman ones. Joker. Oh, I got to have Joker. Oh, wait. I got to have Twisty the Clown. He looks amazing. Oh, wait, I got to have this. I got to have the Big Daddy. I don't want the Big Daddy because he has gold and gold looks funky to me. But I was like, I got to have him. So I got him. Yeah, now I'm like.
When I first started collecting, it was really hard to find them. Like, in Canada anyways. I know they were a lot more widespread around the States, but in Canada there weren't very many places that carried them.
Mm-hmm.
And it was really hard to find stuff without having to pay extra for it or whatever, right? Without having to pay extra on top.
Oot?
Like,
Oot?
You know what I mean?
Oot? With Oot? Who's Oot?
With Oot.
Oot? Oh, Canada. Okay, keep going.
Yes. Yeah, Canada.
With Oot what? What's going on, Ryan? You're confusing me with this dialect.
You're making me laugh. You don't understand me? You don't understand what I'm saying to you?
You said with Oot, which is like without.
Without.
Yeah, in the real native tongue.
Did I say with Oot? I didn't catch that. I didn't think I did. Wow.
No, I get it, man. So you like, well, keep going.
What were we talking about again? You threw me off track there.
It was hard to find these things in stores.
Like, as compared to the U.S., it was really hard to find them. That was pretty much it, man. I wasn't going anywhere with that. I was just...
Okay. Without further ado, thy must... fornicate with thy witch they find in thy woods. Yes. Ah. Okay, so yeah, there's not much we can say about these Pop things, except they're cute, they're adorable, and they're actually not
they're
very expensive. Yeah, they're not very expensive. It's like $10, you know, like, but I kind of, that addiction's kind of ran through me. Now it's past. Now I'm like, I'll find cool ones I want. Like, there's this Golden Girl ones coming out soon. Have you seen those?
No, I haven't seen the Golden Girls.
Well, you know you're going to have that little old lady with the glasses, dude. She looks fucking awesome. There is Golden Girl ones. And I want That's the crazy. Uncharted one. Drake's coming out.
Yeah, when does that – that comes out soon, doesn't it? In March, I think?
I think March or April.
Yeah.
You would think March because that's when the game comes out, but I think it's April 1st. Oh, fucking April
1st. Does Uncharted 4 come out in March?
Oh, it was supposed to. Did it get delayed again, maybe?
I don't know. I expected that to come at the end of the year, but...
Oh, no. It was supposed to come out already, but then it was supposed to come out in November. They moved it back.
Mm-mm.
And then
I didn't know it was going to be a summertime thing.
April 26th, yep, they moved it back
again. Oh, there you go.
Yeah, April. So it was supposed to come out in March. It was supposed to come out in November, then it got moved to March, and now it's April. Like, yeah. I don't care how long it takes. Just put out a solid game.
Naughty Dog will knock it out of the park like they usually do.
Do you have both? Are you a fan of one console over the other, or do you have both? Do you love them the same like you would two twins? Like if you had children, there were two twins. Like, I love you both the same. You know,
I have a preference to Xbox, but that's just a long time preference that I've had, and I do prefer it. I see the strengths of the PS4 though, and I do have one. I'm pretty much going to play my console exclusives for Sony on that. I play everything else on my Xbox pretty much.
Yeah, I got this new console. It's really good. It's better than the Xbox and the PS4. It's called a PC.
That PC Master Race? Is that what it is?
I've been playing mostly. Okay, it's not because of the graphics.
What are you running in your PC, Iams? What do you got there?
I got an i7 4790.
Yeah.
I have a GTX 970.
970, yeah.
And a 16 gigs of RAM. So it runs most games pretty high. I mean, older games definitely ultra everything. Newer games are getting to where I have to bump it down to high.
My rig's so old right now, it's not funny. But it's still clugging along. It does a nice job. I'm running an old-ass Phenom AMC, or not AMC, AMD Phenom 9500.
Yeah, I don't know much about AMD.
I have an AMD something or a 6700 HD video card in it, and 16 gig of RAM, and I'm pretty much running most stuff on pretty high, not always the top. I'm not topping anything out, but sometimes it'll chug. You know what I mean? Like it's not quite a gaming PC anymore. I need to upgrade it, but it's at the point where I've upgraded it to the top. And so if I have to upgrade any higher, I need to repurchase everything.
Which is great, because on PC, the great thing about PC, which I found to like the most, is like I buy all these games on Steam. You could buy codes from other places for fucking so cheap. And I know that no matter what happens, I'll still have those games. If I move on to a new PC, it's all back. You know, like it's all going to be there. I'm playing games.
And it's
that
so much cheaper.
It is cheaper. I just bought a Shadow of Mordor on PC, the Gamer of the Year edition with all the DLC. It was like $5.75.
I love that game, man. That game, $5.75.
Yeah, it was fantastic. That was a great game.
Did you play it before, or is this going to be your first time? You did. Yeah.
I played it on PS4, which was great because the PS4 version It offered 60 frames per second over Xbox One, which was 30 frames. And like frame rate is really important to me because my it just bugs the shit out of me with my eyes. It just bad. Gives me a headache, man. So like I was So now when I got a nice monitor, I can run better frame rates. You know, I can run up to 144 frames, which I'm not getting that unless I'm playing BioShock Infinite. It's running at a solid 144 frames.
What do you use to check your stats, your like frames per second and whatnot?
Okay. I run on Steam, you can go in the options and just turn the frame rate counter on, and on the right side of the screen it'll be a frame rate counter that always shows you. Yeah, all so right. It always shows me. Which is a good and a bad thing, because if a game runs great, you don't really need it. But my mental OCD-ness has to watch those numbers, and I'm always looking at those fucking numbers, man.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter, and I'm always looking at these numbers. Like, okay, it's great, because like, when a game hits, like when it's like 80, 90, it's like, oh, that's a fucking great frame rate. Everything looks smooth.
Absolutely, man.
Yeah, it's just I have a numbers fetish.
Do you play clicker games?
I don't do that. But I see the appeal.
Because if you like numbers, man, those clicker games will give you numbers. They'll give you numbers like you won't understand.
I see the numbers, man. It's like on anything, like Twitter, man. It's like numbers. Like it's growing up. Like, and you see your number going up, and it's like, yeah, that's awesome. Like all these people, like, and you're not getting that much interaction with these people, but it's a number. It's like a number that feels like it should matter, but it really doesn't matter.
No.
I mean, there's podcasts out there and shows out there who don't even use Twitter, but to maybe once a week drop their, like, here's this week's episode. So they don't get a lot of followers because they're not super active, but the shows are fantastic and they got a huge following. It's just not a Twitter thing. Twitter is a different beast. It doesn't matter. Twitter does not matter, but it's fun to fuck around with.
Yeah.
I like it.
I've never really been into Twitter. It's never been my thing. I have a Twitter account, but it's like I never use it. and I never really used Twitter. I just always used Facebook. I know people look down on it or whatever, but I don't know. It's Facebook is a more an easier way to stay in touch with people. You know what I mean?
Facebook is personal. Twitter is business. That's the way I look at it.
Yeah.
Twitter is for businesses, so. Podcasts, shows, movies, spreading the word, retweeting shit. It's all like business propaganda. It's all business, and it's like when you want to stay personally in touch with people, that's what Facebook's for.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess so.
Because how many of your friends speak in 140 characters? Like none of them?
Well, that's the thing, right? Like I guess some people probably do. I mean, short bursts or whatever. But you usually want to say something. When you want to say something, it's going to be more than 140 characters. And it's like, now I have this limit. I got to, like, remove stuff and shorten words and shit to get what I want to say into what, you know, 140 characters.
Exactly. You can't say blah, 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 period, space, blah, 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 period, space. It's like taking out the spaces, shortening this word. People becomes PPL. Like all the
using abbreviations and
exactly
whatever you can to shorten.
Exactly. It's crazy. Like they need to do what Facebook does. Oh, there he goes. More alcohol. You drink a lot on your show, man. It's crazy.
No. More. No more.
Oh yeah.
I'm putting it away.
Oh, okay. Put it away. I don't know if
I gotta work in the morning, man. I can't get hungover.
Okay. Well, it works for lames. I got a question, Ryan. Can I play? I got my buddy Scott Clark from the Gaming Outsider made this new promo for his podcast. He's a cool guy. He's always been great. I was wondering if I could play it.
You want to pimp his podcast?
I want to just play a little promo on your show if that's cool.
Yeah. All right, that's cool. I'll let you do that.
Let me see if I can find it.
Oh, you okay, got it. I thought you had it queued up and ready to go. What's wrong with you?
I do have it ready to go, but it's like it's funny because you can just say words like these that make nothing, and I can say sentences that don't even make proper sense, but I just keep dragging out the words, and it's like little do you know, while I'm dragging out these words, I'm actually looking for it. So by the time I finish this sentence, I may or may not have found it, but like it's like the alcohol in me is just. It's weird because I've said these things that I'm doing and I'm not doing them because I'm looking at trying to figure out what I'm supposed to be doing. But since I drank, I can't think clearly right now. I think I got looking.
That's hilarious.
So give me a 10-second pause. Ready?
10-second pause. All right, I'll give you a 10-second pause. Here you go.
Do you love video games but are tired of all the negativity surrounding the industry? Check out The Gaming Outsider, a podcast about video games by those who still love to play them. We strive to involve our community and even invite listeners as special guests to join in discussions such as what new games we've been playing, gaming news, and our weekly From the Outside In topic. The Gaming Outsider may not be industry insiders, but we take an outsider's look at our favorite hobby. And remember, there's no such thing as a bad game, just ones that aren't for you.
Yeah, dude, that was cool. Thanks for letting me play that. I mean, I don't want to come on your show and just pimp other people's stuff, but Scott said he put a lot of work into that, and he had to get a lawyer to actually get the rights for the music. I think it's some old music from an old video game.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, man, that was really good. It sounds well-produced, and it's worthy of being on the show, I think.
Yeah, thank you, man. Thank you. Scott's a cool dude. Scott is a pretty cool dude, man. You should have him on your show sometime.
Well, maybe.
he's got it, man. You said you wanted to do some segments. I don't remember what they were, but I got some stuff written down. What are they? I forgot.
What? The segments that I wanted to do?
Yeah, what are your... forget, man.
Well, you know the usual segments. The Would You Rather.
Oh, yeah.
The Two Lies and a Truth.
Okay, cool. Whatever one you want to do first, I'm game.
Well, no, you're the guest. Tell me, what do you want to do first?
Let me pretend like it's my show. Hey, this is Sean Imes Fuller. we're going to play some... Is this cool? Do I sound weird? Do I sound out of place?
No. You're good, man. Keep going.
Okay. Okay. I want to... I forget. I'm on the spot. I'm nervous.
It's okay, man. Calm down. Think. Think about it.
I'm sweating, dude.
Think about what you want to say.
My armpits, dude. Oh, my God.
You've been on the show the whole time, man.
I know. I just kicked in because you're letting me run.
Don't mess it up now.
You let me run, right. So I feel
it's okay, man. You can do it. I think you can do it.
Hey, wait. Okay.
Why don't you take that thing out of your pocket that I gave you and give it back?
No, leave it in there till the end. It's cool. I don't look for it. I'm just gonna. Okay, this is Sean.
Okay, all right.
We're gonna do two lies or two truths and a lie or something. Two lies and a truth. And this is the segment. Take it away, Ryan.
All right, two lies and a truth. You want me to go first?
Sure.
Yeah? Okay. All right. I'm going to go first. All right. Number one. One time I was at a friend's place, and we had a campfire going. You know what I mean? Everyone's kind of having a party, having a good time, you know, having some drinks, whatever. We've been swimming all day, so we're like in our bathing suits, just relaxing. It's a summer day. You know what I mean? So we got a campfire going. Well, it's not a camp. My buddy's backyard. He's got a fireplace in his backyard. We got a fire going. And I go to get up to go to the bathroom. And a hot, hot, hot poker goes right through my big toe. Like, right down the middle. Like goes right into my big toe.
That sucks. You're thinking to say a hot, hot chick walked over and pushed you in the fire.
Nope, that's not the story.
Well, bare feet? Okay. Bare feet?
Yeah, that's what I was saying. We were swimming and everything, so bare feet, right? Okay. Like, it just went right through my toe like butter, just like off to the hospital I went. So that was story number one.
Oh, by the way, like Canada, I heard, has great health insurance, so they'll just like, yeah, great. Great, good for you guys.
We don't have to pay. but we pay, you know what I mean, in different ways.
Hey,
our taxes are really high.
Sexual favors?
No. Thankfully not. Okay, story number two. You ready for this one?
Yeah.
My father was a private pilot, right? He owned small aircrafts and stuff like that when I was a kid. So I would go flying with him all the time, right? When I was with him on weekends, my parents were divorced, but blah, blah, blah. Anyways. So when I was a kid, we went out flying, and we were, like, way up north in, like, forested areas. As far as the eye could see was forests, okay? It was, like, everywhere. There was a strip of power lines. There was a little clearing, and the engine stalled on us. So we went down. My dad was a good pilot. You know what I mean? He knew what to do. He stayed calm, even though I was freaking out. And he put it in a clearing. We all survived. Nothing, you know, nothing bad happened out of it. But that was another story from when I was a kid. Staying on the topic of my dad for story number three. My dad was on his home island of St. Vincent when he passed away in a motorcycle accident. He swerved to miss an oncoming car and got thrown off the bike over a cliff and passed away. So that was story number three.
Wow.
So which one are the lies and which one is the truth?
Oh, man, you made me sad right now. I'm hoping that the third one's a lie. But I have a feeling the poker thing was a lie. It was quick and easy. You like didn't have too much details. I'm hoping the third one's a lie, man.
I can give you all the details you want. You got questions? I can tell you stories. Which one do you think?
I'm hoping the first. Okay, I'm saying the first one's a lie. I'm hoping.
You think the first one's a lie?
The poker, yes.
Well, I'm not going to tell you until you guess.
That's it.
You got to guess which one's the truth.
Oh,
it's two lies and a truth. Man.
Two lies and a truth. Okay. The second one is, but you guys, the second one didn't have enough. Okay, I think the real one is the second one about you guys, you know, you guys
crashing
got
the
lost
plane?
In the, yeah.
You think crashing the plane's the real one?
Yeah, I think it's the real one.
Okay. Incorrect, sir. The actual last one. The one about the way my dad died. That's the true story.
Oh, man, that's sad, dude.
It's been six and a half years now. So, I mean, it's cool. It was just a story that I thought I could throw you off with. And I did. Yay!
Yeah, I was just hoping, man.
It's sad.
That wasn't true.
But, yeah, it was pretty crazy. Like, my dad was from St. Vincent down in the Caribbean. It's a little island in the Caribbean. And what happened was pretty much he was coming back from a family picnic with his family that lives down there. And he was on his motorcycle, or he was on a motorcycle. And as he came to the top of the cliff, there was a big corner that went around. And as he went around, someone was coming in the opposite direction and had kind of cut into his lane. So he had to swerve to get away from them so that he didn't hit them. And when he did, he lost control of the bike and it threw him off and he went over the cliff.
Wow.
It's a really sad, sad story, but, you know, these things happen. What do you got to do, right?
Yeah, that sucks, man. How long ago was that?
That was about 6.5 years ago now. It was May 1st, 2010, I think. Yeah.
Not to get personal, but was it like a quick and like painless thing, do you think? Or
we think so, because apparently somebody was on the road at the bottom of the cliff. As they were going by, they stopped to go see if he was okay, and he wasn't breathing. He wasn't, you know what I mean? So it was probably a quick thing. He didn't suffer. Yeah. But apparently when he went off the cliff, there was like, you know how there's like hydro poles? And they have like that cable that kind of comes off to the side to hold them.
Yeah.
Like to keep them steady. He hit his chest on the cable before he went. Like he was trying to avoid a sign, and then the cable came down and he hit his chest and kind of tumbled down.
Wow.
It's pretty.
Have,
it's pretty.
You know, they have like regular street lights, and some of them have that wire, that real thick wire.
Yeah.
Just,
yeah.
You know, just
they usually put like a yellow plastic around it so that you see it, but I mean down there it's a third world country, or like, you know what I mean, like they don't care about shit like that.
Damn. So one time I was actually I was riding my bike. I used to ride my bike around at night, you know, like that's how I got around, was a bike for a while.
I did too, man, when I was a kid.
I wasn't even a kid. I was an adult. I was just a fucking tweaker, man. I couldn't keep things around. So I had a bike.
All right,
I was riding my bike, and that thing, I don't think it had the yellow strip on it, but it was dark at night, and my handlebar got stuck on it. So I kind of like went up a couple inches. Like it caught it, you know, and like started to go up it. Like I'm lucky my hand was in there. It would have just tore right through it. Like I would have just smashed the shit out of it. It didn't hit that part of it. Oh, it was kind of scary, dude. It was really scary.
I got a bike story from when I was a kid, actually. I was, this was when I was probably 11 or maybe 12, and I was riding bikes with a friend, and we were down at this school that was near my house, and there was like basketball courts. There was the school, and then there was basketball courts, and then there was like some portables, and then there was the parking lot, and then there was like a baseball field, right? So I was riding my bike through the basketball courts, and my friend had ridden on the other side of the portable, so we were riding out. Some idiot was in the parking lot, decided he was going to do a burnout into the basketball courts. When he did the burnout into the basketball courts, I was coming around the corner, and he nailed me.
Oh,
I went flying off my bike, skidded across the ground, and hit my head on the dumpster that was sitting there. But I was fine. Like, I had no broken bones, no nothing. I had some scrapes and bruises and whatnot. You know what I mean? But, yeah, that was so we ended up going to court over the whole thing. And I ended up, like, I'm, like, 12 years old. You know what I mean? Like, I go to court. I say, yeah, this is what happened, blah, 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 blah. They give me a check for, like, $20. I'm 12 years old. I'm like, $20? Sweet. I'm going to go buy me a G.I. Joe. So I go out, buy me a G.I. Joe.
Literally $20? You know what I
mean? Yeah. Yeah, that was the settlement, I guess. That was, or that's what I was paid to appear in court as a witness or something like that. I don't know. I was 12 years old. I don't remember, right? But I remember being happy as shit that I was like, I got $20. I'm going to buy me a G.I. Joe because my mom's going grocery shopping and I can get a G.I. Joe when she goes grocery shopping on the way home. You know,
dude,
what I mean?
I remember being a kid and just like you go with your mom to the grocery store. It's like toy aisle and you go hang out in the toy aisle. Look at all the stupid toys they got. They have a lot of squirt guns, water balloons. Some they have those little miniature pool tables. You remember those?
Yeah. Did you hear about this Nerf gun that's coming out that apparently shoots a Nerf dart at like 62 miles an hour?
Nice.
I'm like, whoa, are you looking for a lawsuit? Like, 62 miles an hour, someone's going to get hurt. You know what I mean? You shoot a kid in the face with a dart at 62 miles an hour, they're gonna be crying.
That's going to be awesome. So I got a couple of these. I don't know if this is how you do it, but like, can I add mine? Can I do mine right here?
You want to do two lies and a truth?
Yeah, I got two. I'm going to do two truths and a lie.
Two truths and a lie? You want to switch it up?
Yeah, is that cool?
Yeah, you can do that. You can do that.
Okay, so.
So I'm looking for the truth.
You're looking for the
lie. No, I'm looking for the lie. I'm looking for the lie. Okay. All right, here we go.
One time, back in the day, I had a friend, of mine. This is when we were all, like, jacked up on substances, but it was a roommate of mine, and he was all tweaked out over his girlfriend and what she was doing, and he wanted to get a hold of her, and I was the only one with the cell phone at the time, and he pulled a knife on me and threatened me because I didn't want him to have my cell phone because I saw how I was bugging him, and I didn't want him to... I just like get over it. Don't call her. Leave her alone. She's just whatever. I was like, he pulled a knife on me. He threatened me that he was going to stab me if I didn't let him use my cell phone.
Yeah.
And then one time I went to the casino with a couple friends of mine. Girl I kind of was crushing on at the time. Casino is up the road, up the mountains, about 25, 30 miles away. And we kind of got separated in the casino like you do in casinos because they're casinos. You go in your own machines. And I think she was looking for me for 10 minutes. And she ended up just leaving, getting in the van and leaving me up at the casino. And
oh, wow.
That was a fucked up situation.
Just left you there.
Yeah, we had to find a ride from the stranger. All that
stuff. Hitchhiking?
Bullshit. Not really. Kind of not really. And then I also had a friend of mine a long time ago who used my identity without me knowing and opened up a bunch of phones on a phone company, said she was my husband, used my name, blah, blah, blah. I have phones opened up in my name I didn't know about until I went to go open up a name. And they said, I opened up a phone. And they said, you already have an account. And, now I owed them like $4,000 in phone bills.
Damn. Okay. Wait, what was the second one again? Abbreviation?
That was the casino.
That was the casino one, right? What was the first one?
Definitely casino. The first one was a buddy pulled a knife on me, wouldn't let me use the phone.
All right. I think... the casino one's a lie.
No, it was a plot twist. They're all fucking true. I've had shitty-ass friends. And they all have, I've had so many... I could write down all the shitty things friends have done to me over the years, and you'll...
Oh, man. You don't even know. It happens, man. I had good friends of mine, like, totally screw me over when I was younger. I had three of my friends that were, like, sleeping with my girlfriend, and it took a little while for me to figure it all out. And
Whoa, was that what you guys were doing off camera? You had a bunch of friends over?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, not this girlfriend.
That shit happens, man. You can't be the nice guy. You won't win, dude. The person who doesn't act out and get pissed off and fight, that's the guys that people take advantage of.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, I learned that lesson long ago, my friend. Okay, so what are we doing now? Do you want to do Would You Rather now?
Okay, yeah, let's do Would You Rather.
I kind of got one.
It's not going to be good, man. I'm not as good as you are, but...
I don't know, man. I think I'm a little... I don't know. We'll see how this one goes.
Would You Rather? Are you ready? Okay.
Would you rather crap your pants in public once a year for the rest of your life... or crap yourself in private every day for the rest of your life?
Okay.
We're talking like it's like
down it's your leg. Bad. It's into bad. Your sock.
It's a bad scene, and it's like you're in public. It's when you're in like the most populated area. If you're in public, you're just it's like being in public makes you spray.
For me, I think it's an easy answer, and I'm gonna say the public one, because once a year this will happen. It might be randomly. I'll just start wearing adult diapers forever. I guess I don't know if that's in the scenario.
But this is like epic. Know, like adult diapers aren't even going to hold this. It's going to be like.
But it's once like fuck.
People are gonna know.
I don't give a shit. I mean, I can't do it every day though. I mean, like at home watching a movie and just. I mean, if I have a girlfriend, you're gonna shit your pants. You know, like you're at dinner with your mom, you're gonna shit your pants.
That's
true.
It's more often. And then once
in public, I mean, it's like, oh, I'll laugh about it. Go, ha ha ha! I dropped a stink bomb.
You remember that time?
Oh shit! So I don't know. Yeah, I'm gonna take the once a year because you're talking about 365 times a year. You're gonna shit your pants and that's too much, dude.
Yeah, you're going for the once a year in public.
What are you going for?
I don't know.
You have to answer.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I think the once a year in public would be like, I would just try to make sure that I'm not with anyone I know. You know what I mean?
And always.
Just be like, well, no, I mean like, yeah, that's true. I guess you don't know when it's going to happen. It's not like it happens on the same day every year.
Yeah, man.
It's not like a birthday.
Some holes in your logic here, man. Like, it's just going to hand him rapidly. You don't know. Maybe it'll happen.
Well, this is why I'm thinking about it. I'm not sure. And I'm like,
what if it happens on January 31st? Like, I'm cool for another year. And then, boom, it happens on February 1st. And you're like, fuck. No, I mean, December 31st and then January 1st. You're just like, fuck.
Twice in a matter of a couple of weeks.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, that would suck. But, I mean, you'd still have all that time to, like, get over it.
Yeah, you'd have that time to get over it. And if you're shitting your pants every day in public, you're going to start getting depressed. You're going to think of something wrong. Like, it's going to get to you, man. It's going to get to you.
All right. Yeah, I think we're going maybe once in public. I think that's what we're going with.
Once in public.
once in public. Or once a year in public.
All right, here you go. Here's my scenario for you.
All right, what do you got?
Would you rather take Kanye West out with you on a date to grandma's tea party, or would you rather lick the bottom of Kim Kardashian's feet for 30 minutes?
Can she have showered? Because I'll lick her feet if she showered.
It's at the end of the day.
I would imagine that she's probably pretty...
clean?
Well...
She's probably
a clean person, you know what I mean? I'm sure she probably keeps her feet clean.
Yeah.
I could see her being that type of person.
But I think
I would have to. I cannot stand Kanye West. I think he's the biggest douche fucking hole in the world. But that's just my opinion. Like the guy did make some good music, some okay music back in the day, but I haven't liked a thing from him since then. So I heard his new album. Isn't that great? I don't know.
It's not bad, dude. I
haven't heard
it.
Is it? Have you?
Yeah, it's weird.
I haven't listened to it. I refuse to.
There's a lot of I love me shit in there. I love me.
I pirate it for free one day and listen to it for a laugh, probably. But yeah, I would never give that man money in my life. Never. I'm $53 million in debt. Oh, my wedding cost $30 million. My wife's ring cost $2 million. Oh, well, maybe you wouldn't be in debt if you weren't a fucking idiot.
Dude, I actually have to level with you. I kind of like both of these scenarios. Like, I would love to kick it with Kanye West for a day and take him to my grandma's house and just joke around with
him. You got a cool grandma,
him.
Though. I see pictures of your grandma on your Facebook. She seems like she's a cool person.
She don't have tea parties, but I would love to kick it with Kanye, and I would love to lick Kim Kardashian's feet. No joke. Give me 30 minutes of those fuckers. I'll be sucking the inside in between the toes. Like, feet. Yeah, baby.
Give me them feet.
I like both scenarios, so I'm going to do them both.
You're gonna hit them up. You're going to do both of them. You can't do that. Why are you breaking the rules, man?
Okay, Kim Kardashian. No, fuck. I'm doing Kim Kardashian's. I want to lick her feet. I don't care if
you gotta
lick
her feet too. I'm licking her feet too. That's what I said.
Hell yeah, dude. This little piggy went in my mouth. This little other toe went inside my mouth too. I don't care, man. I want to do it.
So, I guess I got some voicemail.
Oh, yeah. I think I got
a voicemail, didn't I? Didn't I get a voicemail?
Maybe. I don't know. You tell me, because half the time...
I think there's a voicemail from Cody Collins.
Cody Collins. Oh, you had a guest on, Ian Mitchell, and I think that's his cousin.
Is that what happened? I don't know, man. It's all blur right now.
It's all a blur.
I think that...
Blur. Yeah, I think it is. If you... Whoa, you played that one early.
Sorry.
Go ahead and play it. It's your show. Right. Do what you want.
All right, here we go.
Man, the voicemail is even awkward. I just finally got to listen between you and Ian Mitchell. I like what you did, how to get out the... There are still good people out there in this world. Ian Mitchell is my cousin. Me and him are good gamers. Only problem is I'm not able to get on as much as I used to because I moved on to the pipeline. And I like how you made him be able to talk. He's not scared to talk, but he's a pretty good guy. And I'm glad you and him got to talk and stuff, and I was just wanting to get that out there. I know it's probably been a while since you heard someone to actually comment your show, and I'm going to actually start following you and him and kind of help my cousin spread his little entertainment thing. It was horribly awkward.
That's cool. It sounds like a cool dude, man. He's got a lot of love for his cousin. Maybe he's nervous on your voicemail. He's a little nervous.
He did sound a little nervous.
I want to give him a shout out on your show. Hey, Cody, man, that was really cool. Ryan's not used to getting comments because I don't know. I don't think he does a great job.
People don't like me, I guess. I don't know.
The show's okay, but yeah, that was cool, man. Cody, shout out to you, dude.
Was that? He was saying Ian Mitchell. That was the security guard guy, right?
Corrections officer, man. I know better than you, man.
Right. Sorry, man. It's blurry. I just gotta.
It's all a blur.
It's all a blur.
Hey, what's a blur? Blur, dude. Wasn't blur? Wasn't that the gorillas before they were the gorillas? Was blur right?
No, it's someone. It's one of the guys from Blur. I think that is in the Gorillaz with a couple other people.
What was their song? I can't remember the main. What was that one main hit from Blur?
From Blur?
Yeah.
Song 2. No. A woohoo!
Yeah, woohoo! When you feel alright, woohoo!
Woohoo!
Baby, all of a sudden you never thought it'd amaze me!
Yeah,
I don't know the words,
that.
But I know it. I know the rhythm. Yeah.
I know what you're talking about. Woo-hoo. What were you going to say? What was about that song?
Oh, I just blurred. It reminded me of Blur, and I was like, oh, Blur.
Just because it popped in your head?
Yeah, Blur's fucking cool. I mean, I had that. I remember
all right. So what do you listen to, Imes? What do you like to listen to?
I listen to hip-hop, dude.
You like your hip-hop, eh?
I listen to some. There was one point in my life where I grew up on hip-hop. That's what I listened to. There was one point in my life where I was like, I'm a white dude, man. I shouldn't be listening to rap. Like, some of my white friends are like, why are you listening to rap? It's like crap. So I'm like, oh, I'll start listening to rock for a little bit. I kind of switched over. Like, I went from, like, baggy clothes to, like, goth and chains.
Marilyn Manson phase?
Marilyn Manson. I love Marilyn Manson, dude.
Yeah.
Marilyn Manson's fucking awesome. But there was other groups, man. There was like, you know, mid to late 90s alternative rock. It was cool, dude. Especially man, Pumpkins are awesome.
Mid to late 90s, I was listening to like Korn and Deftones and Limp Bizkit and
Korn, dude.
Stuff like that, man. At the drive-in.
What's the one album that Korn made? Follow the Leader, fantastic.
Yeah, that was a good album.
That was great because I love rap, you know? I still liked rap, and it was like there was a lot of rappers on there, dude. It was fucking awesome. That album was so awesome, dude.
Did you ever hear the, what was it? The soundtrack to the Judgment Night. There's a movie called Judgment Night, and the soundtrack was freaking amazing. It was all like rock bands and hip-hop groups had to get together and do a song. So it was like Incubus and Del the Funky Homo Sapien.
Oh,
and,
that was dope.
Biohazard and Frigg, who the hell was that? House of Pain, I think.
This sounds familiar.
Yeah, that whole soundtrack was awesome, man. I don't know if you've ever seen that movie. It's an old one, but it's pretty good. I like it.
What is it called again?
Judgment Night.
Judgment Night. That doesn't sound familiar. Let's see. Judgment Night. Who's in that? Do you know?
Oh, geez. For some reason, I'm thinking Dennis Leary is in it.
Emilio Estevez?
I can't remember, man. I haven't seen it in a long time.
It's Emilio Estevez, Cuba Gooding Jr., and Ray, or Jeremy Piven. All Stephen right. Dorff.
Maybe I was mixing Dennis Leary up with Stephen Dorff.
Or maybe this is the wrong movie. This is from 1993.
No.
Okay.
Is it like...
Dennis Leary's in there.
Oh, he is? Yeah, okay. I thought he was in that movie.
Yeah, he's in there.
Yeah, it's like a bunch of guys in a trailer or like in an RV, and they ride through the hood and all this crazy shit goes.
Everlast is actually in the movie.
Yeah.
Everlast
and
is
he did a mashup with somebody, too. I can't remember. But that soundtrack was really good, man.
I've heard Everlast actually on Joe Rogan's podcast. I listened to his podcast. He's had Everlast a couple times. Everlast is a fucking cool dude, man. A lot of people didn't like that he switched from like rap to like alternative, like rap, kind of jazzy. I don't know what he is now. What his actual genre of music is.
I haven't heard anything from him in a long time, but yeah.
He's got some good stuff. You play new stuff on there every once in a while. I mean, just like that. What was the, what's that one song that's like, was his first one on the Whitey Ford thing where he was like singing? It was so fucking good.
Everlast?
Yeah, Everlast. It was like,
Wants
to see a title.
As soon as you say it to me, I'm going to be like, oh, yeah, I know that song.
What it's like?
What it's like
to have to sing.
Yeah.
Born of guy, name of Ryan, who had a show. He got this other guy to come on, but he didn't know. You know what it's like to have to choose. Everlast is dope, dude.
Yeah, Everlast is
dope. I always like Bone Thugs and Harmony, man, because they were rappers. They were talking about killing people. They were shooting it. I mean, they were shooting. They were like, they were fucking singing in harmony. Shoot them up always. Mo murder, come again, mo murder. It's the first time I really got behind rap as like music and like there's this soundtrack to their life. There's music. There's just if you listen to the background, music, it's just crazy.
Music has always been that way, though, man. You think back to like blues and. You know what I mean? If you listen to some old blues, geez, that stuff is great. Like,
oh yeah.
You know what I mean? Like you can feel it. You know what I mean? That's the thing. Like you feel the emotion in the song. You know what I mean?
There's a feeling. Yeah, there's a feeling there. There's pain. Pain delivers so well for music. I love pain in music, man. Have you ever seen Black Snake Moan?
No.
Fantastic movie, dude, with Samuel L. Jackson and Christina Ricci and actually Justin Timberlake. And it's got some jazz in there, dude. You'll fucking love it.
Oh, nice. All right, I'll check that out.
Like, he doesn't like the way she is, so he fucking tires her up literally to the furnace with a chain. And, dude, it's a really good movie. I've seen that movie.
It's so good.
He's singing. She's like there listening to him. He's like singing the songs and shit. Oh, fuck. That movie was really good.
Yeah. That was a good one.
There's a lot of feelings in old music. You don't get it nowadays. It's very, very, like, it's not very often you hear a rap song that has, like, a lot of the newer stuff, I still kind of like the rhythm of it, but I don't really give a shit what they're saying, and there's not really a message behind most of it.
Yeah. Everyone's just trying to show off.
Yeah, you know what I think, like, rap's an art more than music.
But you gotta listen. Back in the day... Like, think about in the 80s where you had hair metal and, like, that was, like, a big thing. And it was just them trying to show off in a different way. You know what I mean? It's just – it's kind of moved on to that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's always been there somewhere in the timeline where it was, like, there was those people that were like that. It's always going to be there all the way through until the end of time.
Exactly. You know? I mean, that's the big mainstream. I listen to a lot of underground hip hop, which is like Atmosphere, Brother Ali, Greaves. They all have messages.
I saw you posted something the other day about Classified playing in Toronto. You shared somebody's post or something like that.
Oh, somebody went to Classified. Who was that? I forgot.
Classified's a hip hop guy from he's from Toronto, I believe. Or no,
that
he's from Canada.
Been,
no, that,
that
much.
May have actually been Nicole. That might have been Nicole Alonso from the Crawl or Die movie.
I think you shared somebody's post. Okay, never mind. Anyways, I was like, oh, he's posting something about Toronto.
Yeah,
I remember seeing it.
Yeah, Classified. There's a lot of underground shit that was that's really good. Like I used to. Like there's Enzyme Dynamite, which now just goes by Zyme. He's really cool. He's got a lot of stuff to say. When I was doing music back in the early 2000s, actually when I did music with him before he got big. Now he's at the Playboy Mansion hanging out and shit. And I actually hung out with him and he was trying to get me on stage, but I was like, I can't, dude. I have social anxiety.
Oh,
I mean, some
man.
Of my music was okay, but I just couldn't get in front of people, and I was like, I'm a white guy. Like, I can't do it. I can't get on stage. And he was trying to get me to, and I never did. But now he's like,
You should have, dude. You should have. You totally should have.
Yeah, I was a pussy. But, there was other guys from, the Living Legends I did a song with. There's this guy, Megabusive, who's still doing it. Like, he's really fucking cool and creative, and I done stuff with him. Like, yeah,
that's cool, man.
It's fun, man. Music's fun. It's a way to get out feelings.
What did you use to make beats? What did you use?
I used a Triton keyboard, which was a very expensive keyboard. It was like $3,000 it cost me, and
yeah.
It's been so long, dude, that I used to have like all these sound modulators hooked up to it, like MIDI through MIDI connections, and
it's not Fruity Loops.
No, I didn't use any. This is before computer programs were big. I mean, everything. Was
okay,
there.
So you were actually just yeah. Just
creating everything on my keyboard,
hooked
to like an 18-track digital recorder, running through it was all really good, man. If you listen to some of the stuff, it actually sounds pretty good.
I did that back in the day too, but it was rock. I played drums in a band for when we were kids in high school called Head Trip, and it was a lot of fun, man. I know what you're saying about getting on stage, but I'm glad I did it because I got to play in some like cool places, like not that it was like a big show or anything, but I got to play in some pretty cool places that are like legendary. I got to play at the Gasworks,
I've heard of that.
Wayne's World.
Yeah.
There's a point in the movie where they go to the Gasworks and it's in Toronto. It's not there anymore. It's gone now. But it was an old club. We got to play there. I played the Opera House, which is another small venue, you know what I mean, for big bands. And a couple of other places, but they were like, we were playing like Battle of the Bands, you know what I mean? It was like, it wasn't like we're headlining a show or anything like that, but it was fun back in the day in high school, bunch of friends.
Music's a great outlet just for anything, for stress, anxiety, just for like when I record, some of the stuff I had mostly was like, rap is a lot about like, let me show off my skills. Let's see if I can make some shit rhyme. But sometimes you want to write down some stuff that makes like that actually has a message. I mean, I wrote down stuff about my father leaving when I was really young, and about like being bullied in class and shit like that.
Yeah,
and writing it down and recording it, and getting it off your chest, like you're free.
It's a way
from
to get it out. Yeah,
it's a way
to release it.
It's off your chest. Like I never really thought about my father's absence as a burden. It was like it's off. It was out through the music. I mean,
yeah. I hear you, man.
What? Against my better judgment.
Are you going to play something? Do it.
Maybe you can put it at the end of your show.
Maybe. Hey, you know what? Why don't you... Do you want to give me that thing back yet?
Okay.
You want to give that?
Oh, hold up.
That thing I gave you, you can give that back to me. You don't have to. No. It has to be your choice. Don't do it because I said. I'm just asking you because.
Well, peer pressure is a bitch. It's on the table.
All right, have it back. All right, I'll take it back then. How you doing, Himes?
What's up, man?
What's up? We gonna do this podcast or what?
What time is it?
I don't know, man. I haven't looked at the clock in a long time. It's quarter after seven. We're a little late.
So bright. My head hurts, dude.
Your head hurts. You shouldn't. It should clear up. Just give it a couple seconds. It'll clear up. It'll clear up. You'll be all right.
Ryan?
Yeah, man. Hey, I'm here.
What is going on, man? I don't understand. I'm in a daze right now. I feel like I was brainwashed.
You need to wake up, man. We got a show to do here.
Crap. A show? Why do I have headphones on? Why is there a Skype window here with all kinds of faces?
Because we're supposed to do a show, man. You didn't remember?
Whoa.
You called me.
Yeah. I said on Sunday we'd do a show. What day is it?
It's Sunday, man.
Oh, who records on a Sunday? I guess I do. Fuck.
Yeah, you do. I don't understand it either, man. I could have sat here and drank with you all night if it wasn't a Sunday.
Oh, wow. This is really weird, man. Are we recording?
You need to listen back to I think you have some editing to do.
Oh, are we recording right now?
Yeah, we recorded a show, man.
Wow. Where are we at in the show?
Right near the end.
Okay. I guess I'll pretend like I know what happened. Are we talking? Was I sleeping or were we talking?
We had a talk.
Wow, dude. See, I feel like I've been violated.
Do you remember when I gave you something?
Well, I hope it wasn't VD.
No, it wasn't VD. VD. I can promise you that.
Wow, I don't know, man. I don't know. I have no idea what's going on right now. How are you doing?
I'm doing good.
How was my show?
It was horribly awkward.
It's always horribly awkward, dude. It's always horribly awkward.
Just wow. Like it should be.
Did we do any improv or anything in the beginning? Or I don't remember. Wait, I do remember a beginning. I remember, like, let's get the show started. I remember talking to you about... I was all stressed out about the show.
Yeah.
And you gave me something.
Yeah, yeah.
What'd you give me? I don't even remember what you gave me, man, but thanks, I guess.
It was a little piece of magic, a little piece of magic.
Oh, God. Wow, okay. I'm going to go through and listen to the whole thing and see if I need to take shit out.
Yeah, I don't know, man. You might have said some stuff that you might not have wanted to say, but I don't know. You'll have to go back and listen.
Dude, I saw The Witch earlier. Did I tell you about that?
We talked about The Witch. You like that, eh? It was good. I might go see it.
Yeah,
You know what I didn't tell you?
No.
You know what I didn't tell you?
I don't know, honestly.
Have you gone to see Deadpool yet?
No.
Oh, man. Go see Deadpool.
I would if they just changed. If they just took Ryan Reynolds out, I'd go see it right now.
Don't even think about Ryan Reynolds. Just go see the movie. It was hilarious. It was probably the best movie I've seen other than Star Wars in like a long time.
I know. Everyone's got to say it other than Star Wars.
Other than Star Wars, because Star Wars was good. I liked it.
Star Wars is fucking fantastic, dude.
Yeah, man.
It was.
You gonna go see it? Go see it, man.
I need to see it, man, but I don't have... Yeah, I don't know, man. It's like
ten
Cloverfield Lane comes out soon, and...
Okay, what is that? I saw the preview for that at the beginning of Deadpool.
Well, what it is like John Candy, there's the girl...
Does
there,
it have... John Candy?
John Goodman.
Goodman, yeah. John Candy's dead.
Okay. That would be weird. That would really be awkward. Yeah. So it's got the girl who played Ramona Flowers. You know, I think it's Mary Elizabeth Winstead, I think. She played Ramona Flowers in Scott Pilgrim, I think.
Okay.
Okay, well, she gets in an accident, and then she wakes up, and I believe she wakes up in John Goodman's basement, tied up, and he's saying there's fucking monsters outside, and he doesn't want them to go out. There's him, and there's another guy. It's really confusing from the trailer, which I think is great.
So does this have anything to do with Cloverfield?
I think it's a blood relative, but it's not like a sequel, but it's a blood relative of it. I've seen it.
It's like an offshoot story from, I'm guessing, whatever the monsters were in Cloverfield, because they like never showed you, right? Until
they
the end.
Cloverfield, yeah, they showed the wind.
Did they show it?
Yeah, they showed there's a big ass monster, there's little monsters falling off it and shit.
Okay, yeah.
It was like big.
It's been a long time, man. It's been a long time since I've seen that.
It looks great. What I was hoping is it wasn't even a Cloverfield movie, and that at the very end of the movie she breaks free and realizes that it's normal life going on, and this guy's just fucking crazy and kidnapped her. That would have been a fantastic story. I mean, I don't know, the story hasn't came out yet, but it shows her go outside and it's like she's looking at the house and there's lights and you can kind of hear monsters. I don't know. It looks really good. I am so stoked for that. It's mainly because they played a cool ass. Oh, there he goes. Another shot. That's two shots in the last 1 minute. How many?
No.
Did you drink during the podcast?
A little bit.
Cool. Yeah, it looks cool, man. And the witch was really cool. Did I talk about that? I'm hazy.
You did,
man.
Talk about that. Okay. We talked about. I'm trying to think of anything that we didn't talk about.
Well, I got some pops back there. I started collecting those. I don't know if you
talked about that. We talked about that. Yep.
Oh, man.
Because you know I collect them too. So, you know, we talked about
that. Yeah, that's right.
But I pretty much just...
you got some cool Borderlands stuff in the background, some other stuff from other comics. It looks like a map back there, like a Skyrim map.
There's a Skyrim map. There's a Borderlands map. Yeah, we talked about this too.
You got Justin Bieber shirt on? That's pretty cool.
No, it's a Fallout shirt. Just going to say it again. Okay. We went through this already as well.
It's like Bieber with a gold chain. I don't know what you're talking about.
So was there anything else that we didn't talk about? That's what I'm trying to think of. We talked a little bit about me playing Far Cry.
Oh, dude, my buddy Scott Clark made a promo for Gaming Outside.
We threw that on. That? We did that. I hooked you up.
Damn.
I think I got everything, man.
Wow.
I think we did it all. We just got to end the show.
Okay. Thanks for being my guest, I guess. hope it was awesome. Ryan Gibson. Shit. I'm out of it.
Is this the most awkward episode?
Oh, it is totally awkward. And then Cortana just took my voice and it says, "I don't hunt out of it."
I know. I've had Cortana do the same thing to me a couple of times already.
Yeah, what a weird... What a...
And then the web page comes up and it's like, oh, God, what are you doing?
You know what? I'm not sure, dude. But did we do, like, rapid-fire questions?
I don't know. We didn't do rapid-fire questions. Okay. Are we going to do rapid-fire questions?
I'm going to pull my listy list of this. I got questions for you. I'm going to set a two-minute timer.
Oh, man, this is going to be awkward.
I'm still in a daze, dude. I'm still in a daze.
Don't worry. It'll pass. It'll pass. You'll be fine.
Okay, 2 minutes on the clock. Are you ready for some rapid-fire questions, Ryan Gibson?
Rapid-fire questions. Here we go.
Boom! First thing that comes to your mind when I say Horribly Awkward Podcast.
Awesome.
Great. Do you have any bad habits you can't break?
Smoking pot.
Is that a bad habit?
Smoking cigarettes. All right, we'll go there.
I agree with that. Who is your celebrity crush?
What the heck is her name? The girl that plays Harley Quinn in the Suicide Squad movie.
Oh, Margaret Robbie?
Yeah.
Yay, baby.
Hey.
What is one of your worst job experiences?
Job experiences. I used to work in... I got a story to go with this one.
Speed it up, man.
Okay. No. I used to work in a gas station. It sucked. It was terrible. Okay, go on.
You can go back in time and visit yourself as a kid and tell yourself one thing, what would it be?
Do better in school.
What is your favorite porn search word? You know this one, dude. You just don't want to say it.
Everybody knows their favorite. Big tits.
I doubt that. Weapon of choice in a zombie outbreak?
Katana.
What is your worst injury you've suffered?
Broken collarbone.
You just won the lottery. You can. What's the first three things you buy?
First three things I'd buy. I'd probably buy a house. I'd probably give a decent amount away to charity. And I would probably help out my family, like my mom, my sister, and whatnot.
If you legitimately saw a UFO, an alien, up close and personal, you actually saw it, would you be afraid to tell anybody or just think everyone thinks you're crazy?
I guess we didn't make it.
No, I answered a question, though. Would you, if you actually saw an alien, you seen it, would you tell people? I mean, think about it. Like, think about.
I think it would depend on the person, but there are certain people that I would tell and certain people that I wouldn't.
And you know, no matter what you said, they would not believe you. It doesn't matter who you told. You tell your mom, your grandma, your girlfriend, your anything. No one's gonna believe you.
Yeah, no, I'll probably keep it to myself then.
Because you know it's true. No one's gonna believe you. They're always gonna be like, Stop bringing it up. Stop bringing that up. It didn't happen.
Yeah. Wow. Was that it? That was it?
Yeah. So, Ryan, man, I got a question for you. What is one thing you've learned on today's show?
I learned that it's hard to do a podcast.
Is it?
Yeah.
Seems easy to me.
Well, yeah, but you got it down, man. You got it down. I mean, you listen to the episode. You tell me how I did.
I'll have to go back and listen to it.
Yeah.
I probably just asked you a bunch of questions and you answered them like I always do. I just talk and talk and talk and talk and shut up, shut up.
Oh, shit. Yeah, you talked a lot, but I think that was probably because I didn't. I didn't know what to do, man.
Okay, well. Okay.
I was lost.
Let's get to the wrap up.
But I found myself.
You found yourself.
Wrap up? Yeah, I'm ready.
Wrap-ups, get to the wrap-up show! I'm shut up, let the guy talk for once. Where can anybody find you if they want to find you? What are you doing nowadays? What is up, Ryan?
You can find me in the Horribly Awkward group on Facebook.
I have a group, Horribly Awkward?
Yes, I believe you do, don't you?
Horrible Gamers?
No, I thought you had one for Horribly Awkward.
I do not.
I was incorrect. I'm sorry. Well, you can find me in the Horrible Gamers Facebook group. you can find me on Xbox Live as Gib8777. And you can find me on most platforms under that. Sony, Steam, Xbox Live, Uplay. Nothing Nintendo, though.
So Ryan gets
That's
around.
That's about it.
He gets around. Check up. Round and round. Round we go. I get around. No stopping for hoes. I get around.
Nah, yeah, none of that hoes.
Well, thanks, Ryan. Seriously, dude. Thanks for being here. Hopefully it went well. I'm going to edit it out. Maybe I don't know. I'm going to go through and listen to the whole thing.
Maybe it'll be like a 20-minute show, just what we've been talking about at the end here.
Wow. I mean, it could be. I don't know. I haven't listened to it yet. But,
I'm just saying.
Normally what I say is, check out the Social Dozen. That's our other group. It's cracking, man. 3-4 people a week. The Social Dozen. Did we talk about Social Dozen earlier?
We did a little bit. I had talked about it in the intro, yeah.
Okay, Social Dozen is happening, man. It's going down. We've had episodes with Jesus and Normie and stuff together. We've had episodes with me and Sean Freeman and Ted and Gabe. And there's so many names. There's 13 fantastic people. And I'll be on next week's episode. Actually, I'm on two shows for this week. It's not normally going to be that way, but great show. Add them to your feed. The Social Dozen. Find me on Twitter.
Check that out.
Find me on Twitter at awkward_podcast or send me an email at horriblyawkwardpodcast@gmail.com. Send me a voicemail. 510-600-3475. I think I have a voicemail from this week. Did we play that?
We played the voicemail. We played it.
Okay, I had a voicemail from Cody, which is
Cody Collins.
Oh, Cody Collins, which is dude, that's Ian's cousin, I believe. I need to go back and listen to it. It was pretty cool the first time. Also, the Horrible Gamers. That's my other show at Horrible Gamers. What's with the Z on Twitter and at They Call Me Iams is me on Twitter. Plus, every gaming platform is They Call Me Iams. Iams is just like the animal food. If you see me on Stitcher, you're not going to see me there, but if you see my podcast, give it a thumbs up. If you see me on iTunes, you're not going to see me there either, but if you see my podcast, give it a rating. Hopefully it's 5 stars because I love all you guys and all that great stuff. And Gidget says something at the end of her show, and I usually say at the end of my show. Do you know what it is, Ryan?
I do. Oh, wait. Peace out, Brussels sprout.
Say that one more time. Peace out, Brussels sprout.
Peace out, Brussels sprout.
Good night. Thanks, Ryan.
That's what it's all about. Boop.
Okay. Fuck yeah.
All right. That work?
That'll work, dude. Okay, so go ahead, man. Just whenever you're ready, start it. You're good to go.
Hello and welcome to the 23rd episode of Horribly Awkward. I am your host, Ryan Gibson.
Wait, hold on. I'm sorry. It's not 23rd. It's 22nd, isn't it?
I don't know. You sent me 23rd.
Okay. Let me make sure. Because it seems wrong, but you're probably right, and I just fucked up your flow, but I want to make sure.
No. Dude, I want it to be right.
If I put 23rd, then I was right. Fuck, dude.
Yeah, you put 23rd in.
I just realized from you saying it that I'm at my 23rd episode. I was like, wow. Oh, it is 23rd. Fuck yeah. Okay. Right. I was like, wow, I made 23 episodes of this bullshit? Okay.
Because I took all the information from what you sent me.
Okay.
And just kind of threw my own like flair on it, right?
But you got to say, my name's Ryan, as always. That's the important part.
Hello and welcome to the 23rd episode of Horribly Awkward. I'm your host, Ryan. As always, another podcast, another amazing guest. He began his journey in podcasting with the Horrible Gamers podcast, as well as appearing on a new show, The Social Dozen, a clusterfuck of 13 hosts with three hosts that are randomly picked. Ah, oh, man, I lost it.
You just got to speak from the heart, man.
I know. I'm like making it sound like I'm reading too much.
Yeah, you just got to go, man. You know what you want to say. Just say it. I fuck up every time, and I'm always like, that was kind of weak, but it doesn't matter.
You just got to keep going with it.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Okay, we'll start again.